Okay, we are back on the air. Thanks for staying with us. Hey, we have got quite a bit of things. This is more of a political section that we're going to talk about a little bit. And I don't know if I'm going to get indicted for this. I don't know if the NSA is going to show up on my front door or what. But there's a lot of news out right now about the NSA. That stands for National Security Agency, I think. Is that what it stands for? Yeah, National Security Agency, the NSA. And, you know, back in 2005, I think, 2006, they came up with something called the Patriot Act. I think that was back then. I don't know exactly when it is. But, you know, the Patriot Act basically is protecting the United States. You know, we can do whatever we need to do to protect the United States. Okay, they are doing some massive things that a lot of people just don't know about. But some things have come up to light recently. You know, they talked about being able to browse, you know, the government being able to kind of track what you're looking at on the internet and your phone calls and conversations. Okay, part of that makes me feel comfortable because if I'm a terrorist and I'm making a phone call to another terrorist saying, hey, put the bomb in the mailbox on the street, then I want somebody to hear that conversation and intercept the terrorist, right? That's a good example. But, you know, they're never really sure of who exactly they are talking about intercepting these phone calls. You know, I think that they should have some kind of court order or something from a judge who looks at it unbiasedly. You know, should I be able to look at this person and tap their internet and their internet and their cell phones and so forth? You know, recently the United States was suspected of intercepting cell phone conversations with government officials, right? So here comes the ambassador for, you know, Nicaragua or whatever to the United States, and Edward Snowden has pointed out that perhaps some of those phone calls have been intercepted and screened by the NSA. Okay, that's been in the news. And you know what? I didn't get that upset back then because I'm not the ambassador of Nicaragua and I don't really do anything illegal. And, you know, I'm basically a nice guy, right? But they're starting to get a little bit more into things that they probably should not be into. For instance, something in the news recently is they have been masquerading certain computers as a Facebook computer. Say what? Yes, the United States is getting into the Facebook business. So they have been putting up computers that say that they're Facebook. So if a terrorist, let's say a terrorist, in between of making bombs, they get on Facebook because that's what terrorists do, right? Get on Facebook. And so while they're on Facebook, they're not directed to the Facebook site, but they're being directed to the government computer masquerading to be Facebook. And by being on that site, the Facebook site can push spyware items onto the terrorist computer to spy on them and find out what's going on. Okay. They could actually do things like tap into the wireless camera on a computer rather than you having, you know, giving somebody permission to Skype them. They can just turn on your camera and turn on your microphone on your computer and listen to them. And they can gather the information being sent through your computer through Facebook, because when you go there, it puts a virus on your computer. Now, let me make sure you understand this. Facebook is not doing that. The government, pretending to be Facebook, is putting that on your computer. So that's something that's been disclosed by certain people, okay, whether it's true or not. That's a rumor going out there, and I could be spreading horrible rumors or I could be telling the truth. But I just want to let you know, if you just Google Facebook and NSA, you will see many articles about this. In fact, the guy who invented Facebook, what's his name, Mark Zuckerberg, he actually phone called, which is what most people do on phones, phone called Barack Obama and told him, you should not be pretending you're a Facebook computer. I'm Facebook. You're not Facebook. And it's against the law to do this. Now, social media and other websites are, you know, prime things that a lot of people use, but the government is now masquerading as those. So without anybody's permission, without the user's permission, of course, without Facebook's permission, and without government orders. I don't know what that's called, when a judge tells you that you're allowed to wiretap somebody or something like that. They're experimenting with these things. And I read an article somewhere, something like 140,000 computers that were previously used for illegal purposes, the government has taken over and switched some stuff to get into other people's computers and spread spyware to their computer. So the government of the United States is actually involved with spyware. I don't I'm speaking out of turn just a little bit, but if you Google it yourself, you can look up all the information, you know, because everything on the internet is true. And if you Google it, everything will be true on every page. No, but you need to do your own research and find out which side you're on. You know, is this a good thing or is it a bad thing? You know, if you're a terrorist and you're going to plant a bomb and you get on Facebook and you tell your friends on Facebook, hey, I'm going to plant a bomb or whatever, I think this is a good thing. If it's going to really protect not only Americans, but other people in the United States and in other countries, I would be for that, okay? But how do you know that person's a terrorist? How do you know that they are doing this without any kind of legal direction from an unbiased person, that maybe this person is a clear and present danger to the United States and its people? So anyway, I really think you should take a look at some things. You could do Facebook and NSA, or Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he's the Facebook guy. Now, here's something else very, very interesting, which you could also Google, that the NSA is also intercepting laptops bound for other countries and putting spyware on there before they get to the other country. Okay, that doesn't even really make any sense. When I read about this earlier, I had to read it twice just to make sure I was getting all the facts right. But let's say you order a laptop from Dell Computers. You're assuming it's coming from Dell Computers to your house. Doesn't that kind of make sense? You know, get it in a box. And when you get it, it's all sealed up and it's plastic and it smells really nice. And you turn it on and it says welcome and you're a new user. You assume that that's what should happen, correct? Well, what happens is that it's been reported that the NSA is intercepting those laptops and putting both physical items in there, like a physical tracking item, as well as putting spyware on there to automatically allow them to access the webcam and record their conversations and record their emails and things like that through the computer, which is going to be undetected by the person on the other end. So we always assume that, right? You get a new computer out of the box, it's brand new, no one's ever used it, and you should be able to use it with great confidence that there's no thing on that computer that's a bad thing. And Dell Computers, let's just pick on Dell, pick somebody, but they're confident that they made a good computer when it left their manufacturing plant, right? But somewhere between there, between the time it's being sent from the Dell computer operating plant to your house, it has been reported that they are intercepting them, not just for places out of the country. Now, let's be honest. Let's say it's going to a terrorist organization, you know, 123 Terrorist Boulevard in Botswana or wherever they're terrorists, right? If it's going there, I guess I would be happy to put a tracking device in there and something, because I think those are terrorists. Those are named terrorists. But who is to name those terrorists, and who's to say what is being tracked and what's not? So you really need to keep an eye on this. This is a very current news item. We're talking today's news item about the NSA overstepping certain bounds without court authority to track people. And we're not talking about people outside of the United States. We're talking about people within the United States as well. We're talking truckloads of laptops, which are arriving late to the destination because the NSA is pulling them out, unwrapping them, putting something in there, wrapping it back up, and putting it back in the box somehow. I don't know how they do it. But you should check the news. Don't just take my word for it, because, of course, I know nothing. But you could check the news and find out about some of this information happening and kind of go from there. So, okay. Well, I hate to leave the show on a downer. I mean, that's kind of now a scary thing that everybody in the world's spying on you. And I'm sure a lot of you are now putting little tape and Band-Aids over your camera on your laptop, and you're putting your webcam away for Skype in the drawer so nobody's looking at you. But it is a little bit scary. And I really encourage you to check the news out, read the stories for yourself, and come up with some good information. If you always want to comment on something, feel free to email me directly at scott@hanky.com. I may read your information on the air. If it's really hilarious and funny, I definitely will read it on the air, and I may or may not read your name. I mean, I won't do that so you don't get in trouble and people won't laugh at you as you walk down the street. But anyway, that's a downer about the spyware thing. I look forward to telling you more about that in the future. But let's go on a brand new some positive things. Okay, there's a really cool thing called Google Earth. I think they still call it Google Earth. You know, it's a section of Google Maps. Like, you can map stuff. You know, MapQuest back at the 10 years ago, type in MapQuest and type in the address, and it would find a map. Well, Google, of course, takes things and makes it better, and you can do 3D views of where you're at. And Google Earth is a program where you can kind of take 3D views of where you're going. So you could be in Paris, and you could look at the Eiffel Tower from the street view, or kind of fly higher and see it from above or around. We've been working with somebody with Google about promoting businesses, that you can actually go into a business. So let's say you're on a street, and you see this boutique that you like, you go forward and now you're in the boutique, into their website, and you can do a 360 view inside of their store. So a lot of good things with Google Maps and Google Earth. We'll talk about that in the future. But one great thing is they now have a Google Maps of the Colorado River. Okay, you can actually go online and pretend that you're on a raft in the Colorado River. It's so funny because this has nothing to do with computers, and you know it's not really mapping it, but it's what experience you would be if you were sitting in a raft going down the Colorado River in pictures, and there's some videos on there. So a great thing to take a look at on the brand new Google Maps feature about the Colorado River. So Google that and find out where to go. You know, if you ever have any questions, of course, I said email me directly, scott@hanky.com. If you'd like to take a look at who we're all about, you can go to facebook.com/onsitehero, onsitehero.com. That's our Facebook site. You go to our website, onsitedenver.com, onsitedenver.com. I could spell that out as well, but you should know how to spell that. So anyway, a lot of great things here. We're really excited about the show and being able to take a lot of questions from listeners like you, perhaps viewers like you if you are viewing the little thing on your computer screen right now. But whatever, we'd like to be able to hear to help you out with all your problems. We're going to be talking about some really cool things later on about the a program called Picasa. That's a really cool video editing program. And I can't do too much because we're on the radio and you can't see what I'm doing, but we're going to talk about that. That's a really great way to organize, send, crop, email your pictures, even make a website out of your pictures very effortlessly and easily. So we'll probably have that on our next show. So stay tuned, hang with us, and we'll see you next time.